town. This is News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you. Another busy day. It's been a pretty busy week as far as headlines go, and we're here to wrap up everything for you as we head into another weekend. We've got local stuff, national, worldwide, and I'm still trying to convince Gracie that UFOs are out there, and they're currently in Las Vegas. So we're still efforting on that. I think we may be making a little bit of headway. We'll see if the audio clips that we have coming up this hour might push her over the edge, but we'll see. We'll start locally. What's that?
Unlikely.
Unlikely, yeah. We'll start locally here, as we do have had a number of problems out on the roads today, both Escambia and Santa Rosa. I see that solid red line right now. There's a couple of them out there. Gracie, what's going on?
Yeah, really slow moving traffic right now on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and 29. Extremely slow traffic due to an accident that happened before 4 o'clock, and we're still seeing the delays because of it. So just keep that in mind. That is going to continue to be slow moving. I would recommend, if you are heading eastbound, to get off at either 9 Mile or Pine Forest and get off the interstate if you're heading eastbound on I-10. Also, a patch of traffic eastbound on the Alabama side on I-10 eastbound. This is going to be right near Grand River Motorsports. That is causing some slowdowns. That does look like it's due to construction. Also got a text in that we have an accident on Wild Lake on the ramp to I-10 east. So it's off the road, but traffic is backing up because of it. So thank you so much for your text. If you do see something else to the roads or have details, please give me a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. For weather, a few clouds tonight. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 81 in Milton and Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And we start with our top three stories this hour. Special counsel Jack Smith spoke to the media for about 3 minutes today, didn't take any questions, but he says that they will seek a speedy trial in the federal indictment against former President Trump.
Today, an indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
And Smith added that there is one set of laws in this country and that they apply to everyone. Former President Trump will be in Miami on Tuesday, where he's expected to be arraigned on those charges. Trump, meanwhile, blasting the special counsel Jack Smith, who indicted him. In a post on Truth Social, Trump referred to Smith as a deranged lunatic and psycho, and question the prosecutor isn't going after President Biden for his handling of classified documents. And attorneys for New York Congressman George Santos claim that revealing the names of the people who bailed him out would backfire on those that helped him. Santos has pleaded not guilty to wire fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds. A judge ordered Santos to identify the three people who raised his $500,000 bail. 5:15, we'll pause briefly and get a quick check of the roads. Gracie just got another call in. It's pretty bad out there.
Yeah, we do have a lot of accidents today, and it's all kind of in the same area. So on I-10, it's going to be in the eastbound direction, extremely slow-moving traffic as you are moving eastbound in between Pine Forest and 29. But then we also have some traffic right off the right off the Pine Forest exit. So that's at Wild Lake Boulevard, causing slowdowns on the ramp. And I just got another call. There's another accident south of the interstate, Pine Forest. So just keep that in mind. It's just real messy right there and going to be slow moving for this Friday afternoon. So please use some caution on the roads. Also, we have a patch of traffic on I-10 on the Alabama state side. That's going to be due to construction, but it is showing some major slowdowns right near Grand River Motorsports. So if you see something else on the road, please give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And if you see something else, please give me a call to the traffic line. For weather, we do have some chances of rain for this evening. That's going to be 30% chance of rain and a low of 73. It's 82 right now with a few clouds in 83 in Milton and 81 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together.
And getting reaction today from Congressman Matt Gaetz, who says that the indictment of former President Trump is political and just the latest in a series of witch hunts against the former president.
For an indictment to be used as the tool clearly showcases that this is about the 2024 election. Does anyone watching really believe this would be happening to Trump if he weren't running again and if he weren't winning as the leading Republican candidate?
Speaking with Newsmax there. Here in the city of Pensacola, a deadly fire this morning on Mallory Street. Crews arrived just before 10:20 to find heavy smoke and flames coming from the home. After receiving reports of at least one person trapped inside, they went in and searched, and they did find one adult occupant who was found and pronounced dead at the scene. The investigation is continuing. The Bureau of Fire, Arson, and Explosives Investigations is overseeing that. City of Pensacola announcing the winner of the Pensacola Welcome Sign Contest. We talked to her last hour, Brianna Spence. If you missed that interview, we'll play it again for you at 6:30. She was selected as the contest winner through a blind selection and scoring process. She owns her own design agency, Spence Studios. She's a full-time graphic designer and illustrator. Her inspiration for the design came from the iconic fiberglass pelican statues, as well as the iconic light-up Pensacola Beach sign. If you haven't seen it yet, you can visit our News Radio website or Facebook page and check out the renderings of the design that's supposed to come up in 2024. Well, yesterday we were talking about the job fair for the new Warrington Preparatory Academy. About 40 people came out, and about half of them were hired on the spot, and new teachers starting out at about $12,000 per year more than they would make in the Escambia school districts.
I am the first hire for Charter School USA when we go into Warrington Preparatory Academy. I will be stepping into the position as a dean, so that not only will I help with the culture of the school, but the students will know that they're around somebody who's safe.
And that's Caleb Lovely, who talked to Channel 3's he's the first of the three deans that will oversee the school. He was a former Warrington Middle School music teacher. So an update there. Pretty cool story here. Two Pensacola natives on the opposite ends of a Marine Corps change of command ceremony at Camp Pendleton yesterday. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Doss III received the command for the 9th Communication Battalion from Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Roman, and both men are from our area, Roman from Pensacola and Doss from Cantonment. Roman retiring after 20 years of service in the Marine Corps, so congratulations to him. A look at state headlines after the news broke yesterday about China's plans to operate a spy facility in Cuba. Representatives from South Florida are demanding answers. They include Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Mario Diaz-Balart. They wrote a letter to Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, but USA and Cuba leaders are denying the reports of that spy facility.
And Mexico will seek legal and diplomatic measures over Florida's migrant relocation program. A statement from the Mexican Foreign Ministry commends the transportation of the migrants from the states that border Mexico to other parts of the U.S. for political reason.
And several former students at Stoneman Douglas High School testifying today in the Scott Peterson trial.
How long were you in that classroom for before SWAT came and got you out?
It felt like forever, but maybe like an hour and a half, close to 2 hours.
Now, besides when you looked out that window, did you see Mr. Peterson at all for the rest of the day?
No.
That 20-year-old man was a freshman at the time of the massacre. Peterson is facing 11 total charges. We'll take a break right here, come back with a look at our national and worldwide headlines. Happy Friday, everyone. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only. The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in Tuesday morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's Tuesday morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ready to save on your energy bill? Compass Solar Energy, Northwest Florida's premier solar company, has been locally owned and operated in Pensacola for over 20 years. They want to help you save money on your energy costs, and they offer free quotes for residential and commercial solar packages. They also have a full service department, and full system diagnostics are available, no matter who installed your system. Visit CompassSolar.com for details or find them on Facebook. It's time to start saving on your energy bill with Compass Solar Energy.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, the Astronauts will be rocking the Gulfside Pavilion at Bands on the Beach with their high-energy party tunes from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Dance the night away at Pensacola Beach with Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets and no glass.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on a Friday. Best day of the week. Hope you're enjoying the start to your weekend. Going to get a quick look at the roads and weather. We still have slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be eastbound in between Pine Forest and 29. Did just get a text in that the wreck on the interstate eastbound isn't there anymore. Got moved out, so hopefully they're just moving the cones now, so hopefully it will start moving. We are still seeing the slowdowns for the road being blocked for such a long time this afternoon, so just keep that in mind. Also, we have an accident on Pine Forest right near the interstate. This is just south of the interstate off of Wild Lake Boulevard that is causing some slowdowns on Pine Forest. So a lot of slow moving traffic right in that area getting onto I-10 and on I-10 eastbound. So just keep that in mind. That is going to still be slow moving, but hopefully it'll get moving quickly in just a bit here. If you see something else on the roads or have details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Happy Friday. Working ahead through the weekend, rain chances unfortunately will continue. 40 to 50% chance, scattered thunderstorms through Saturday afternoon, and hot too before the storms get here. Highs in the lower 90s to upper 80s. Good news is the rain chance does back off a little bit for Sunday, down to an isolated chance for rain at 20 to 30% chances, but that heat, you won't be able to miss it every single afternoon going forward. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 84 right now in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 84 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Oh, continuing on national stories, of course, the big one is the special counsel speaking today regarding the indictment of former President Trump. This was special counsel Jack Smith earlier this afternoon. Didn't take questions from reporters, but just gave a 3 to 4 minute statement.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone. Applying those laws, collecting facts, that's what determines the outcome of an investigation. Nothing more and nothing less.
And Trump on his Truth Social platform, referring to Smith as a deranged lunatic and psycho today. Well, the air quality is improving in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, but pockets of unhealthy air still remain as the smoke from the Canadian wildfires is continuing to slowly but surely drift away. A wind shift this weekend is expected to take care of the remaining haze.
And a video is going viral that appears to show a man being attacked and killed by a tiger shark off the coast of Egypt. It happened yesterday near a hotel beach on the Red Sea, and the victim was a 23-year-old Russian man who had been living in Egypt for the past several months. He was swimming on a busy beach. The beach was filled with people, including his father.
Ukrainian officials say they have evidence that Russia blew up a dam that caused a major disaster. Investigators claim to have intercepted a phone call between Russia agents who were talking about plans to blow up the dam. In a Telegram post, the Security Service of Ukraine said Russia wanted to blackmail the country by creating an environmental disaster in its southern region.
And a former NYPD detective is being accused of taking bribes of a robbery crew that targeted Asian Americans. Federal prosecutors say that the 31-year-old Saul De La Cruz took bribes from members of a robbery crew, four men, and he helped avoid arrest from the year 2017 to 2022. The men were mainly targeting Asian Americans and stole money, jewelry, and other property from dozens of homes and businesses throughout New York.
The prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway pleaded not guilty to extortion charges today. Yoron Vandersloot appeared in an Alabama court after being extradited yesterday from the U.S. or from Peru to the U.S. He faces charges for allegedly trying to get $250,000 from Holloway's mother in exchange for the location of her body.
And the White House says that Iran is providing Russia with materials to build a drone manufacturing plant to help with its war against Ukraine. As of last month, Russia have received hundreds of one-way attack drones and equipment from Iran.
It's 5:30 right now. We've got the Fox News update coming up, followed by Your Money Now to close out the work week. And it's brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority. Sports, pop culture, entertainment, good news, wacky stuff. That's coming up on Pensacola right now.
I'm John Saucier. A grand jury voting to indict former President Trump. He's now facing 37 federal counts related to classified documents seized at his Mar-a-Lago resort last year. Special Counsel Jack Smith unsealing that indictment.
The men and women of the United States intelligence community and our armed forces dedicate their lives to protecting our nation and its people. Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith on the Fox News Channel says he thinks the timing of the indictment is no coincidence.
Based on the whistleblowers that's came to Congress, I think the DOJ needs to be looking under other leaves at other people.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, shares of Tesla seeing some strength today after the electric car maker says that it's reached a deal with General Motors to adopt Tesla superchargers for GM's electric vehicles. Now, beginning in 2024, GM drivers will access the Tesla supercharger network, with more upgrades coming by 2025. Now, this comes after Ford recently also announced a deal to access Tesla's charging network. Well, Netflix says its subscriber count is up since phasing in its new password sharing rules. According to analytics company Antenna, Netflix reported its best ever four-day period of new U.S. subscribers, averaging some 73,000 new signups a day over a four-day period beginning on May 23rd. Now, that marked a 102% increase compared to its previous 60-day average. Now, Netflix recently cracked down on password sharing, which it says hurt its bottom line. Checking Wall Street this Friday, the majors all finishing with some modest gains. The Dow up around 43 points, the S&P up around 5 points, while the NASDAQ finished 20 points higher. And that is your Money Norm Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The Heat are at a tough spot. They're down 2-1 against a team that has every advantage on paper. In other words, Miami's right where they want to be. This Heat team defies expectations time and time again. They're at their best when their back is against the wall. They might not win this thing, but Miami's efforts to defy the odds is always worth watching. I'm Andrew Perloff.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is your check engine light on? Let our professional parts people scan and diagnose the problem for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable. It's Gracie and Joe. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. Happy Friday. Getting a quick look at the roads. Been really busy this afternoon. Starting on I-10, we do have slow-moving traffic in the eastbound direction in between Pine Forest and 29. This is going to be due to an accident that is causing some major slowdowns on, again, I-10 heading eastbound. Also on Pine Forest, right near the interstate, extremely slow-moving traffic that is going to be in both the north and southbound direction. We had a small accident off of Wild Lake Boulevard on top of just the everyday afternoon slowdowns you'll see on Pine Forest. So just keep that in mind. Still slow-moving I-10 heading eastbound in between Pine Forest and 29. Also, we do have slow-moving traffic on West Michigan Avenue. This is going to be due to an accident, which is right off of Fairview Drive, causing slowdowns in both directions. Again, that's going to be on Michigan Avenue. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. For weather, few clouds right now in Pensacola, a low of 73 for this evening. It's 86 right now in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. Also, just for next week, if you want to go to Bands on the Beach, Bands on the Beach is every Tuesday night, thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority, going to be starting at 7. And this week is Tyler, or this week, just make sure to go to Bands on the Beach, starts at 7, thanks to the Gulf, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. I'm Gracie on News Radio, 92.3.
You done? Can I talk now?
Yep, sorry.
Okay. It's a news hour with Gracie Wolf. The Gracie Wolf Show, brought to you by Gracie Wolf, featuring Gracie Wolf. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not that self-centered.
So, sports. We got Game 4 of the NBA Finals on tonight. The Nuggets beat the Heat in Game 3, now lead the series 2-1. 7:30 start time on ABC. No Tyler Hero for the Heat, so they'll have to try to even up the series with Jimmy Butler. Playoff Jimmy still yet to show up in the finals. We'll see if that changes. Last night, the Panthers pulled out a comeback win over the Golden Knights. So the series now 2-1. Florida will host the Knights for Game 4 tomorrow. We've got the Belmont Stakes tomorrow night, 6 o'clock post time on Fox. And the horses were training again this morning, so all signs are pointing to the race being given the green light, as the air quality has gotten much better, so that's good news. Well, Dalvin Cook, he's now free to sign with any team that he wants as the Minnesota Vikings released him today. ESPN's Adam Schefter says the Dolphins are among the favorites to land the former FSU star. He grew up in the Miami area as well. Still no vote on the public financing bill for the Oakland A's stadium on the Las Vegas Strip. The second day of a special session ended with no votes. The A's want $380 million in public funds for the future $1.5 billion stadium. Major League Baseball scoreboard, no games in progress right now. Just about the start, though, the Rays and the Rangers. Yeah, they just started in the top of the first inning. Later on, the Braves and the Nationals at Truist Park, 6:20 start time. The Marlins are in Chicago taking on the White Sox. That starts at 7:10. Your TV games, the Orioles and the Royals are on Apple TV Plus at 6:05. After that, the Angels and the Mariners starting at 8:38. And on ESPN Plus tonight, the Rockies take on the Padres. Health, business, and science notes. Netflix is apparently seeing a big bump in subscriptions since implementing a new password sharing rules. The television analytics company Antenna says the streaming giant saw its best four-day period of new signups in the U.S. in the days that followed the announcement. Netflix gained nearly 100,000 new subscribers on May 23rd and an average of 73,000 new signups over that four-day span.
And teenagers ages 15 to 19 are likely to make up 18% of all summer hires this year. The personnel service services sector, which includes restaurants, hotels, amusement parks, and stores, will make up 26% of all hires, and the pay will be more. The average national wage for 15 to 19 years old is projected to reach $14.56 per hour this summer, and that's up 9% from a year ago.
Walgreens is introducing a store in Chicago with just two aisles and most products kept hidden away from customers. Walgreens says the mission was not to deter theft, but rather an experiment with the digital experience. So the two aisles will carry everyday needs such as soap and body wash, batteries, first aid supplies, and over-the-counter meds. The rest, including makeup, hair color, beer, and wine, will only be able to be purchased through a kiosk system in the store or ordered ahead through the app.
And Trader Joe's is recalling jars of their instant cold brew coffee. The grocery chain is warning that the product could contain pieces of glass, and it's going to be pulled from the shelves, although customers may already have some affected jars at their home. Products with the expiration dates of June 13th, November 26th, or December 30th are impacted.
A common drug used to treat diabetes has the power to prevent long COVID. A recent study led by researchers at the University of Minnesota found that metformin lowers the risk of getting long COVID. The study revealed that overweight or obese people between 30 and 85 years old who had COVID were about 40% less likely to develop long COVID if they took the drug.
And American Airlines customers are being allowed to rebook their flights without fees due to the smoky conditions in the Northeast. Airlines said passengers traveling to certain airports in 9 states and Washington, D.C. have booked and booked flights by June 7th will have change fees waived, and they also, if they still want to travel to the same city.
In pop culture news, two of the biggest names in comedy are teaming up for a tour. Jerry Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan announced they'll perform a series of 4 arena shows this fall, starting November 3rd in San Francisco, before moving on to L.A., Chicago, and St. Louis.
And more than $500 million are going to be up for grabs over the next couple weeks, a couple days, thanks to the rising Mega Millions in jackpot, Powerball jackpots. The Mega Millions jackpot has reached $240 million ahead of this evening's drawing. And if anyone wins the Powerball tomorrow night, they'll score $308 million for the grand prize.
So we had Matt Rife tickets going on sale today. And next week, comedian Cat Williams tickets will be on sale. He'll be in Pensacola on November 4th at the Bay Center as part of his Dark Matter tour. Presale tickets start next Tuesday at 10 a.m. The general sale will be next Friday, also at 10 a.m. Gracie, I meant to go on Ticketmaster this morning at 10 because not to buy Matt Rife tickets, just to see if I would be lucky enough to have the opportunity to buy Matt Rife tickets. I just forgot. So I have not heard of any major issues from the ticket sale.
Me either.
So hopefully things went off without a hitch.
Yeah, hopefully that extra show got, you know, those stragglers that weren't able to get in. We're hopefully able to get some tickets. But I'm kind of like still at awe of how like big Matt Rife is.
I am too, a little bit.
I didn't really realize that until he said he was going on tour, and everyone around me is like,
"Oh my gosh, Matt Rife.
Did you hear the news?" I'm like, "That's the big news."
Yeah.
But I think it'll be a good show. Also, a celebration of life for the former TV talk host Jerry Springer is going to be held in Cincinnati today. Springer was famous on national television, but in Ohio, he also performed. He was a big feature and former mayor of Cincinnati and one time a local news anchor. He died in April at the age of 79.
And the award for the most random celebrity couple is... So most of us have heard that song. That was 43-year-old Kellis. I did not realize she was that old. 43-year-old Kellis, though, is apparently dating 73-year-old Bill Murray. The person who did that song is dating Bill Murray.
Maybe she's a big fan of Ghostbusters or something.
Must be. I have no reasonable expectation.
Really
why
good personality
that they would be dating, but I saw it and I was like, there's no way.
Goodness.
All right,
gracious.
Traffic and weather, 5:45, and then we got more weird stuff, including I'm gonna have something to say about this guy here from LA. He made quite a bit of money, but I've got a serious problem with him.
Okay, well, our slowdowns on I-10 have finally improved. We are still seeing some slight slowdowns in between Pine Forest and 29, but for the majority of that patch of slow traffic, it's gotten a lot better. So just keep that in mind. There's still going to be some slight slowdowns there, but other than that, pretty good. As well as our slowdowns on Michigan Avenue have cleared up tremendously. Still some slight slowdowns at Fairview Drive. If you see something else this Friday afternoon on the roads causing delays, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
Happy Friday. Working ahead through the weekend, rain chances unfortunately will continue. 40 to 50% chance, scattered thunderstorms through Saturday afternoon, and hot too before the storms get here. Highs in the lower 90s to upper 80s. Good news is the rain chance does back off a little bit for Sunday, down to an isolated chance for rain at 20 to 30% chances, but that heat, you won't be able to miss it every single afternoon going forward. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 86 right now in Pensacola, 85 in Milton, and 85 in Gulf Breeze with a few clouds. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. So in February, a Los Angeles man named Justin Miller picked up a chair on Facebook Marketplace for $50, and he was able to make a big-time flip on it.
24, say 26.
22. 28. Back down 30. On the telephone. Will you say 32? 70,000 here.
For a dumb chair.
I'll take 80 if you'd like.
Last chance. At 85, it's yours. 85,000.
Sold for $85,000 at Sotheby's. Apparently, the chair goes back to the 1930s, and it was made by Danish furniture designer Fritz Henningsen. So apparently, chairs designed by him go for quite a pretty penny. This guy absolutely 100% knew what he was buying. 100%.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I just shudder to think that there is some poor little old lady out there that it was her husband's favorite chair. He recently passed away. She's cleaning the house out and says, "Oh, I don't know much about the chair, but I just want to get $50 for it." And he took advantage of her. Now, I don't know any of that to be true, but that is, in my mind, exactly what happened. He should have been a gentleman and said, so I think that this particular chair can get you a lot more money than $50. Would you like me to do a little bit of research on that and see if we can come to a deal?" He took advantage of somebody. If I'm the only one on that island, so be it. And, you know, I know people are going to say, "Hey, it's incumbent on the seller to know what you have." But he knew what he had.
Yeah.
The person that sold it obviously didn't. And he took advantage of them.
I really hope that's not the case. But it probably is. Or maybe he, like, went back and was like, "Here, I'll just throw you $2,000.
Hey, so that chair you sold me, I sold it for $85,000. Here's $10,000.
Yeah. Something like that. Hopefully. But wow, $85,000 and you bought it for $50. $50 on Facebook Market for a chair. That's already a good steal right there.
I'm currently searching on Facebook Marketplace for chairs.
I know. I should.
Just going through them all. I can make $85,000.
Yeah, for sure. Well, also a weird one out of Ohio. Two people are arrested and charged in Ohio for allegedly attacking and robbing the staff at a Wendy's because they forgot to put cheese on their chicken sandwich. The two women are facing charges of robbery as well because allegedly they tried to take the employee's phone during the fight, the Wendy's employee. Oh. So I think that's a bit much. I will say, when I was in high school, I went to Chick-fil-A. I thought I was being really nice and getting my sister some Chick-fil-A, and I forgot to ask for Colby Jack cheese on her Chick-fil-A sandwich, and she started to cry. Yeah. And I was like, "Okay, I'm trying to do a nice thing for you." But now I get
you gotta put the right
cheese on my chicken sandwich, so I kind of understand it.
That's right. 5:50, we'll take final break this hour. Come back with some good news, including a couple of stories with local ties here. So that'll be good to wrap up hour number two. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola?
Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Happy Friday. It's News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. Getting a quick look at the roads and weather before we close up this hour of Pensacola right now. We do still have some slow-moving traffic on I-10, not right in Pensacola, so our slowdowns on near Pine Forest and 29 have cleared up. We still have that patch of traffic in the eastbound direction on the Alabama side. That's going to be due to construction, so that is causing some slowdowns if you're getting into our area from there. Just keep that in mind. Other than that, we're looking good on the roads with I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, not showing any slowdowns anymore. If you see something else on the roads, please give me a call to 850-2626-111. This weekend for weather, it's going to be hot, and we are going to be seeing some rain this weekend. Coming up tomorrow, we do have some chances of some thunderstorms. That's going to be at 40% with a high of 88. That 40% of thunderstorms is mainly going to be in the afternoon, so just keep that in mind. For this evening, we have a slight chance of rain at 30% with a low of 73. It is 86 right now in Pensacola with a few clouds, 85 in Milton, 85 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So yesterday we told you about the aliens that apparently invaded Las Vegas. We played for you the 911 audio of a guy and his family saying what that looked like two non-human beings that were about 8-9 feet tall. Well, the man who called into police made a video on YouTube where he was describing what he saw more.
And he told me shakingly, look behind the forklift. So I look. Keep in mind, I'm facing the forklift, and then I see the alien creature. So when I saw it, it was a tall, skinny, lengthy creature. He was a gray, greenish color, and when I looked at it in the eyes, my body just froze. Like the same way the same experience as having sleep paralysis. Keep in mind, I'm staring at him and I look at his whole body and he has a weird looking feet and a big face and eyes, and you can see a big mouth. And I could hear his loud, deep breathing, and I could see his stomach moving.
I don't know.
So last hour we also played, he also had this to say, because we told you that on police body cam, now, you know, there was eyewitnesses that said, you know, in multiple states saying, hey, there was this streak across the sky.
Yeah.
And the streak itself was caught on police body camera footage. So we played that. And also he played a video of a Ring camera in the air in the neighborhood of his that caught audio of the crash. Here's what it sounded like.
Here's a Ring camera video. You could hear the bang. This is around the neighborhood. So here's the video.
So, listen, Texter says, we can't be the only living beings in this universe. 2 days ago, I'm like, you're full of crap. Now?
Don't you think if there was aliens, we would have, like, they would have come already?
I think that they have. I mean, you think this? I mean, this isn't the first UFO sighting.
Yeah,
it is the most credible in the history of our lives. The circumstantial evidence is mounting; it's piling up.
I don't know. I think I really am not going to believe in aliens unless they come invade my own backyard.
All right. Well, they may have heard you. And
they're coming.
So you let me know what you find out.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, and other wacky and weird stories to end off our show. A new senior citizen, senior care center in the UK. Bad typo. Usually nursing homes have a peaceful names like Shady Lawn or Pebble Creek. Well, a man took a picture at a bus stop for an ad for Skeleton Court. His caption, bold choice of naming, considering the age of many of the residents. Turns out the village is called Skelton.
Skelton Court, yeah.
Skelton Court.
So just one letter threw it all off.
Gosh.
Skeleton Court, your retirement destination.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That's going to do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. And we'll be back. Yeah, you sure you wasn't watching the movie Signs? No, I think he was in the movie Signs, the real life version. I'm telling you, they're out there.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton.